It's now time for the most fastidious, fair-minded, and fun-filled 2+ minutes in new sports talk radio across this great land. That's right, it's time for yet another installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on the WSGW Morning Team. There's absolutely no chance, zero chance, that my perfection drought continued last week, right? Right?
1, 2, 3!
Let's play football!
Give me Georgia over TCU 43-28.
Play fake. Stet sets up to throw. Pressure coming on. Wide open McConkey. Reaches up high. Touchdown! Touchdown McConkey! Nobody near him!
Excellent.
Give me the Seahawks over the Rams 28-23.
And hope springs eternal in Seattle. A 19-16 overtime win.
Give me the Packers over the Lions 30-23.
They're going to go empty. Goff takes the snap. Back looks, throws, caught. First down, Detroit Lions. DJ Chark down inside the 10-yard line. This game is over.
Yes.
No.
Oh, bless his heart. He's got to be the sickest man in America.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Thank you for proving me wrong, Lions, and for ruining my quest for perfection. No, really, I'm serious. I love it when the Lions prove me wrong after I pick against them. I'm sorry, though, that I turned out being correct about the Seahawks winning. After going 2-1 last week, my season record is now a respectable 47-23 as we move into the NFL postseason. Admittedly, it's this time of year that I get a little sad because I won't be picking any more Lions, Wolverines, and Spartans games until December. But I'm already giddy for the next football season. The excitement, optimism, and anticipation for the 2023 Detroit Lions will be palpable once training camp starts in July. If Jim Harbaugh returns to Ann Arbor, he could field a preseason top 10 team next fall. And Spartan fans will have some renewed energy as well. Next year will be a fun football season here in the state of Michigan, but it's also a little sad around this time of year because it means we just have a couple of more weeks left for this grand segment. I know, many of you are brokenhearted to hear that. So let's make a count with a few postseason picks, and I have a bonus pick at the very end as well. Oh yes. Here are my picks. We start with the NFC North champion Minnesota Vikings hosting the New York Giants Sunday afternoon at 4:30. Many believe the Vikings overperformed this year and are fraudulent. Perhaps, but they do have Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson, who are the two best players on the field in this game, and the Vikes are 8-1 at home this season. The G-men keep it close for a while, but Minnesota pulls away in the fourth quarter. Give me the Vikings over the G-men 27-17. The Baltimore Ravens visit the Cincinnati Bengals in an AFC North wildcard showdown. The Bengals dismantled the Ravens in the season finale last week, and I don't care if the Ravens get Lamar Jackson back, Baltimore's chances of knocking off the defending conference champs are slim to nil. In fact, anybody's chances of beating the Bengals are slim this postseason. Yeah, I just said that. Give me the Bengals over the Ratbirds 31-20. And finally, the Dallas Cowboys are at the NFC South champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Monday night. I don't know really who to pick or pull for in this game because I don't like either organization. It's like asking me to pick between onions or more onions. It's lose-lose. However, it's time to put Mr. Tom Brady to pasture, and the Cowboys have the overall better team. Actually, it might not even be close. Give me the Cowboys over the Buccaneers 28-14.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Oh, wait a second, I'm not done yet. Tennis's first major of the year, the Australian Open, begins this Sunday night. I'm going with American Coco Gauff to win the women's title, which would be Coco's first major. Novak Djokovic is back at the Aussie Open for the first time in 2 years. He's going for his 10th title there, which is why I'm picking Daniil Medvedev to win the title. So I've got the Vikings over the G-men, the Bengals over the Ravens, the Cowboys over the Buccaneers, and Coco Gauff and Daniil Medvedev winning the Australian Open. And that's this week's edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.